we are, it's about the bottom of the hour, so this is Victor Echo 7, Whiskey Tango Mike. My name is Randy. This is the Rainbow Country Net for Wednesday, November 5th. Before we get going on the roll call, no topic for today. We had lots of fun yesterday. Favorite candy was the question on National Candy Day. The surprising winner for me was dark chocolate. I thought Peanut Butter Cups or Kit Kat was going to pull it out there. They were in the lead for most of the day, but lots of good ideas. Also a new one for me, I don't know if I'm probably not saying it properly, but the salty double zoot or double zoat. I am going to go find some of that stuff from one of the European or Dutch delis, and that just sounds fantastic. But thanks for everybody for playing yesterday. We had lots of fun. With that, we're going to get into the roll call. As usual, if you need to jump your spot in the queue or get in and out, just feel free to jump in any time. I leave a nice long break after each call-out. So we're going to start out today with Victor Echo 7, Alpha Bravo Charlie. Good morning, Graham. How about Victor Echo 7, Alpha Delta X-Ray? Good morning, Bob.
Good morning, Randy, and everybody on the net. Well, after yesterday, it is true to say that we did have leftover candy from Halloween. We don't have as much now for some reason. It might be because of the net yesterday. Anyway, it was fun. I enjoyed listening to what everybody likes. And, yeah, got some good memories. One of my fond memories is Cuban lunch. I haven't seen one of those for a long, long time. Anyway, thanks for doing that, Randy. It was a good idea right after Halloween. Always great to hear you on the net, 73VE780X.
Yeah, I haven't seen Cuban lunch forever. Now I want a payday bar next time I go down to the States, and also the crunchy bar. I forgot about that.
Well, I really enjoy getting, we always buy an extra box for of the little chocolate bars. Yeah, you can have one or two of those a day, and it's not going to kill you, I hope, and at least me. And the variety is always fun, so that's it. But, yeah, payday bars, it's always fun about traveling in a different country. You get an exposure to things that you don't normally see. And that Dutch licorice is something else. I had that when I was a kid. I have a close friend in elementary school that came from Holland at that time.
Yeah, I can't wait. I'm going to find some of that sometime this week, guaranteed. Well, glad you enjoyed it. Hopefully we didn't give you any cavities yesterday. You have a great one, and thanks for being there, Bob. 73. Good morning, Peter. Victor Echo 7, Alpha Foxtrot Victor. How about Antonio? Victor Alpha 7, Alpha November Tango. Victor Alpha 7, Alpha Tango, Quebec. Good morning, David.
Good morning. Well, I did make it out to Brunswick Point yesterday and saw an amazing variety of birds. It was a wonderful day for a walk along a dike in the Fraser Delta. And, yeah, a little comment on the announcements this morning. I believe the first Wednesday of the month, which is today, is actually when Vector has their in-person meeting. And there's details as to the exact location of that at vectorradio.ca. At least that's what their website says. I'm going to try to make it over there tonight. We'll see if that happens. I had a flu shot and a COVID shot yesterday, and I'm experiencing a little bit of vaccine reaction from that today, so I don't feel the greatest right now. VA7ATQ back to net.
Oh, cool. I didn't know Vector did an in-person meet. I know they do the net every Wednesday, but yeah, I'll try and make it out to one of those as well. Any eagles yesterday out by Delta there?
Oh, yeah, I saw five eagles, in fact. Kept seeing them. And saw five tundra swans as well. It's been a long time since I've seen a wild swan, and they were nice to see DA7ATQ back in that.
Nice. Got one of the local native bands does some eagle rescue out there. I've had the dog out twice. He's really well-suited for it. He did a great job. He found one injured eagle. The one day, no fines the next time, but he had a blast working and looking for him anyway.
Good, yeah. And then there were just thousands of ducks out there, mostly canvasbacks. There's one place where the trail gets near the mudflats, which were flooding, and there were just thousands of ducks and plovers out there. It was amazing. VA7ATQ, I'll let you go back to net and take the other check-ins.
Thanks, David. 73, you have yourself a fantastic day. Let's see, we got a whole bunch of earlies here. We're going to scroll right down and go to Victor Echo 7, Bravo November, and Victor Alpha 7, Juliet, November, November, Mike and Janine.
Victor Echo 7, Bravo November here. Good morning there, Randy, and everybody on the net. Good to hear you in there running the big show. I'll pass the radio over to Janine. Break.
Victor Alpha 7, Juliet, November, November. Janine here, Randy. Good morning to you and everyone on the net.
Morning to you guys as well. I hope you didn't devour all the candy yesterday listening into the...
Loved your question of the day. I do admit I did have a little chocolate.
Yeah, it was a peanut butter cup blizzard from Dairy Queen immediately following the net for me yesterday with extra peanut butter cup.
Oh, those are good too. Janine,
yeah, I like peanut
butter. Yeah.
You have dark chocolate in the fridge, and I sometimes take a chunk of that and dip it in the almond butter.
Okay, let's not get going again today. I'll be back to the dentist. Thanks for checking in, guys.
73.
Victor Echo 7, Charlie Zulu Victor.
All right, let's put a flag there. Scroll on down. Victor Echo 7, Charlie Zulu Victor. Good morning, Rob.
Good morning, Mike and Janine. Yes, we're doing great. Elizabeth is slowly getting her arm better. And what can we say?
D7 Charlie Zulik
to Surrey.
Morning, Rob.
Morning, Rob.
Morning, yeah, morning. I know who it is. It's I got quarters.
All right, Corners is good. This is Victor Echo 7, Whiskey Tango Mike. It's Randy, and that was Randy in Mission, and Mike and Janine saying hello. Glad the arm is on the mend. Say hi to Elizabeth as well.
Yeah, I will. I almost put Mike and Janine in as the NCS. I'm glad you said that. Thanks, Randy. D7CW, sorry.
You bet. Thank you, Rob. You have yourself a fantastic day and 73. All right. Let's go back up the list. We'll give a shout-out to Colin, Victor Alpha 7, Charlie India.
Good morning, Randy, and everybody on the net. Nothing new and exciting, except I'm going to chime in with a sore back, too, I think. Take care, all 73, Victor 7,
and that's the third sore back today. What are you guys all out doing when you're not checking into the net? Take it easy. I hope you're on the mend.
Taking leave.
Yeah, it's the yard work season for sure. All right. Well, thanks for being here, Colin. 7-3 and rest up. Victor Echo 7, Charlie, Oscar, Romeo. Good morning, Ron. How about Victor Alpha 7, Charlie Papa Lima? Good morning, Ron.
VA7 CPL. Good morning, Randy. How's my signal here this morning?
Sounds pretty good. Sounds like you might be on Echolink. Not sure, but yeah, good full quieting.
Okay, great. I'm actually here on a handheld here. So, AI has got a long way to go yet. You sure got to do your fact-checking. So I have a situation here. I'm trying to figure out if these two basketball players are related. They have the same last name. So I asked AI, are they related? And it said, yes, they are. They're brothers. So then I asked it another question. I said, well, why is one of them born in Canada and one of them an American? And then it came back and said, well, they're not related. So the players are Andrew Wiggins and Aaron Wiggins. And I don't know what to believe. Are they related or are they not?
Well, I believe they're both brothers, but that's just because I saw a little story on them a little while ago. But yeah, I'm not sure, but I don't trust the AI. I don't use it for, you know, search type stuff. It basically just, whatever it knows, whatever it's been fed, that's what it spits out.
Well, that I totally agree with that, but I'm still in a conundrum with this, so I'll have to do some more research elsewhere. Thanks, Randy. 73.
You bet. Thank you, Ron. Thanks for being there. 73, you have yourself a great day. Victor Alpha 7, Charlie, Quebec Delta. Good morning, Daryl.
Good morning, Randy. Good morning, everybody. On this, Victor Alpha 7, Charlie, Quebec Delta. Talk about timing. I just hung up the phone from my coworker. Good stuff. But I do need to get into the month-end stuff here, so I got to bang away at my work and let you carry on with yours. Everybody, have a great day, and you as well. 73.
Sounds good, Daryl. Just remember to take a break once in a while. 73. Victor Echo 7, Charlie Tango Hotel. Good morning, Brian.
Good morning, Randy. Good morning, everybody on net. It's Brian V7CTH. Hey, did you manage to look up what the equivalent Canadian section is to taking the fifth in the U.S.?
Yeah, there isn't one. Our charter is not actually rights. It's privileges that can be overridden by the government. We don't have anything. You can. There is a clause that allows you not to incriminate when you're a witness, but for yourself, nothing.
Okay, well, it's good to know we live in such a great democracy. Thanks for doing the net, Randy. 73V7CDH.
Tyranny of the majority. All right, thanks, Brian. 73. Victor Echo 7, Charlie Uniform Sierra. Good morning, Daryl.
Good morning, Randy, and everybody out there. Yeah, great day here in Ladner. You have a great day. 73.
You bet. Thanks, Daryl. 73, you have a great one. Let's see. No, Rishi hasn't been there for a while. We're going to go right on down to Dell. Victor Alpha 7, Delta, Charlie, Victor.
Yeah, good morning. Thank you. And that's about all I've got. 73, VA 7, DCV.
Comment?
Sounds good, Dell. I've got you. 73, you have yourself a great day. Comment. Go ahead with your call.
Just a quick one, VA7CQD. We have the right to remain silent.
We do have that right, definitely. All right, good stuff. Thanks, Daryl. Victor Echo 7, Delta Juliet. Good morning, Dave. Happy to get Alonzo there in the early yesterdays. I know he tried a few times. Let's see if he's listening in today. Victor Echo 7, Delta, Juliet. Oh. And there goes another pen. I'm going to go find a pencil. All stations stand by, 30 seconds. Okay, two pencils and a red pen. We should be good for the rest of the day. No word from Alonzo, so we're going to go all the way.